This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Mr. Haro, who was in Lambeau Field this evening. Our sports business and legal insider guru of choice on the mahogany waxing up tonight from Green Bay. One of the funny things I saw in that game was the guy, I have no idea who it was, the guy for Green Bay run back the punt for the touchdown, and watching the white punter try to chase the brother down the sideline, all I was thinking was groin tear or hamstring tear for the white slow, I mean molasses slow punter of the Eagles trying to chase that brother down the sideline was one of the funniest things I've seen all day.
You want to know something funnier? Being in the Eagles box and watching the executives plead for the guy to either catch him or pull up, because you don't want anybody injured in that kind of game, especially engaging in a hopeless chase like that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, like catch him. He had no chance to catch him. That was the funniest thing ever, watching, because the guy started running like he's like the punter was like, I'm gonna put on my afterburners. He started like flinging his arms like he was gonna like go to a different speed.
And this guy, you know what he looked like? Do you remember when Garo Yepremian tried to catch Mike Bass in that Super Bowl game?
Right.
You may not remember that years
ago. I do.
Yeah, and he looked like, was it Lost in Space with Danger Miss Robinson, when all of the arms were flailing around. This is Donnie Jones is the punter we're
danger,
talking about,
danger.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, if you want to care about that Eagles-Packers game. And it was a fairly decent game as game ones of preseason go, but it's good to know that football's starting again.
How did Carson Wentz seem like? He looked pretty good tonight.
Well, I think he was 2 for 2. I don't remember. But before I had my first beer, McGloin had already replaced him, so they didn't take any chances. I guess when you look at the stats, the new way to play the first preseason game is to play your guy in one series and maybe one throw and then get him out.
So let's go to the 15. One other thing I wanted to say about the Packers. It is amazing that every single year that Aaron Rodgers has been in a uniform for the Packers that he's played quarterback, they've gone to the playoffs.
Yeah, well, hey, let me tell you, I spent the day with the Packers today. I was doing some things for the BBC on public ownership of teams to try to explain why we only have one team like it in America, while all the Premier League teams are like this. You know, there's been and not one seat available since 1959, the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers, he says he's going to play until he's 40. There's a waiting list. Green Bay's in really good hands. It's kind of a cool city. Every time I leave here, I get energized. It's really an amazing place to watch football.
So Rick Haro with us in Lambeau Field tonight. The PGA Championship is underway. You're talking about they're going to move the event. We know, I think at Bethpage, to May. They're going to start playing it in May. Your reaction to that, and also the opening round of the Quail Hollow. I got to tell you, this leaderboard just is pathetic. It just is boring to me. But I'll give Koepka's in it, obviously. Casey's in it. Fowler's in it. Matsuyama's definitely in it. Jason Day is doing well, I guess, all things being equal, with the horrible season that he's had with the health of his mother and everything else. So Dustin Johnson's right there as well. Do you like that leaderboard at all, or are you unmoved by it?
I'm unmoved by the top of it, but, it's only day one. And Spieth is not entirely out of it. He missed two 10-foot birdie putts, and then he missed a couple of par putts, and it's uncharacteristic for him to lose because he's not putting well. I'm going there Saturday and Sunday, so I'll be able to tell you what it's like. But, they call, 15, 16, 17 the green mile because there are three very long par fours. So length doesn't matter anymore, right, because everybody can reach them. And so I'm interested to see it because it is the first major in in the history of North Carolina, other than Pinehurst, obviously, the first major in Charlotte. And so we'll see how it all shakes out. 99th PGA tournament, $100 million of economic impact. The big storyline is in 19, not next year, tournament goes to May and doesn't become the final major of the year. In fact, the British Open will be. And they want to not screw around with the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup and the FedEx Cup, which I understand. And, you know, late August is kind of a doldrums time. So I think it'll be exciting to see the PGA Championship 3 weeks after the Masters.
What is the EverFi MLB Summer Slugger program about?
Well, it's interesting. The Major League Baseball decided to make sure that they got everybody who was in the pennant race or not interested in following teams. And we all understand, remember, in our high school and junior high school days, we got a lot stupider at the end of the summer than at the beginning because we forgot a lot of stuff. And Major League Baseball is working with teams to put programs together to kind of recharge kids learning from what they forgot during the summer. More important is that 16 of the teams have signed on to this with Major League Baseball, and it's another attempt for baseball to try to figure out how to capture the young fan, which, of course, they badly need.
What is the deal with like high school football participation decreasing rapidly? But the survey that we're talking about here is in California, which is gigantic. So if it's bad there, it's got to be bad everywhere, right?
Well, you know, 3,000 less participation in California. A lot of other places, they're cutting it down as well. And, you know, the CTE study, everybody understands that's the biggest issue that everybody in the NFL has got to look at. And that 99% of the brains submitted had CTE scared a lot of people, that study that was released 2 weeks ago. On the other hand, these are brains of people who have already had, you know, tragic ends to their lives. So that's some would say a skewed sample. Regardless, it's a big issue. They've got to stay one step ahead of the science because it is affecting how kids' parents are viewing football, and that's really important.
Real quick, Mafia, I'm a little surprised that you didn't mention my haircut, because Young Chop, who is listening right now as we speak, she's up late because we're going to the Caribbean. She was sleeping all evening and getting in some rack time. She's ready to go to the Caribbean. So she's up listening late night tonight. All of her fourth gradedness. She's getting ready to go into fourth grade. She's chilling the most, listening to the show, and very upset that you haven't mentioned my fresh cut she took me for today, my Renaissance Man haircut I got. Did you see how cropped it is?
I got it
down to a one, son.
You know, I was surprised that you got one so early. That's why I didn't notice it, because you got one just for your birthday a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So she did tell us when I was there with Grace that she was going to have a special haircut picked out for you.
Yeah,
she's checking 34C with a new do for you.
New do. She picked it. Does it look fresh?
It looks fresh.
She did a good job today. I took her to see my boy Miggy, who does my hair. I'm lucky I have hair at my age. Rick Harrow's got tons of hair, too. Rick Harrow.
Hey, you know, a lot of people call me that, but they don't understand my real name. That's okay. And what does your hair look like now?
But you do have, I don't have a mullet like Gundy, but I think it's his 50th birthday today. You know, remember, he's the guy that yelled, "I'm a man, I'm 40. Now he's 50. So he's still sporting a mullet, but you do.
I'm 40.
Hey, Haro, you have the greatest head of hair ever. I mean, for your age and my age, I mean, I'm surprised I have any hair. You have a lot of hair.
And it's all gray. So that's cool. It's not all gray. It's salt and pepper. So that's one thing that I've got, is a gut and a lot of hair now. That'll be perfect.
I mean, you really do have like a rock star hairdo, even though it is all, you look like Bobby Kremins.
Somebody said Jimmy Johnson. Is that possible?
That works for me. Jimmy Johnson totally works for me. Did you see
Ronald Reagan?
Did you see the Canes' new unis?
Yeah, they're weird, like the rest of the team. But the Canes are going to be, you know, they'll start 18th. They'll surprise people. They're picked to win the ACC Coastal or whichever one it is. And that new quarterback they got from the Tampa Bay area, he's hot, too. And Kaya, good riddance for Kaya. You remember when you were dumping on Kaya and I was at the Virginia Tech game and they got smoked and I was upset that he turned pro? Well, guess what? Good riddance.
There you go. So Man U has a new sponsor on their sleeve, Tinder. They're trying to get all of the players relations with women they don't know.
Yeah, well, hey, but it's a cool deal. I don't care what Tinder is all about. They're paying $16 million to have their logo on the sleeve of Man U, and that sets the price for every other sleeve deal. Barclays was on there, but remember, they're not sponsoring the Premier League anymore, so now each team can do its own deal, and they're doing it everywhere, all over the Premier League. The shirt deal for Chevy is about $66 million, and us purists talking about how we're never going to have that happen. The NBA does it now. MLS does it now. And I don't know why you would give up $20 million a year or so, which is what you would do if you took the logos off the shirt. So it's coming here.
MLS and Adidas have a six-year deal.
A six-year extension of a deal they started in 96. So Mark King, the guy from Adidas, and Don Garber last week in Chicago announced it. A big deal because Adidas is synonymous with worldwide soccer, and they have enough faith in the MLS to cut the deal and extend the deal to include not only the last few years, but the next 7 years. The value, nobody's publicizing it, but it's expected to be $700 million, which is pretty stout.
How about the Jaguars? They play in London every year, and people make fun of them. Now they have a huge sponsor there, their first ever in the UK.
Yeah, the company's called LGT Vestra, which targets Americans living in Europe for year-round activities, B2B and other kind of stuff. And why not? So Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, pretty resourceful. The team plays at least one game there a year. So become Europe's team. They're certainly not America's team right now. And Visit Florida and a couple of other sponsors sponsor stuff over there, like the team that's called Fulham, which is the one that Shad Khan owns, the soccer team. So there's a lot of stuff going back and forth across the pond.
So speaking of jersey deals, the Nuggets got a deal with Western Union.
Well, look, everybody, as we said before, are going to do these shirt deals. It's the 11th of the 30 teams. Remember, Adam Silver allows the teams to do three-year deals on their jerseys, and it's going to be up to maybe $8 to $10 million a year. Why not do it? By the end of preseason, maybe by the end of December, you're going to have at least 25 teams doing it.
The Steelers' family ownership will continue for many years to come. Is that correct?
That is correct, and it's a good thing. Dan Rooney's passing only meant that Dan Rooney Jr. is added to the public list of Steelers ownership group on page 8 of the media guide, but the structure is the same. So, you know, Jerry Jones is the guy after the Hall of Fame induction campaigning as the top guy in pro football ownership, but the Rooneys have been and will be, in my mind, and I'm sure yours too, because you grew up near there, the NFL's first family, a really significant stability there.
Rick Haro at Lambeau Field tonight with our sports business report. So Texas football, they got the new coach Herman, but no one's buying tickets to the games. And strangely and disturbing, as you put it, the student interest is declining rapidly in college football there and elsewhere.
Well, but you don't know what a 5-7 season and 3-6 in the Big 12 does to a program. It really messes up the momentum of the University of Texas. But there are programs all over the country, Maryland, for example, and others, who are having trouble selling tickets. And it's not just the Texas home games against those schools, but there are a lot of teams where the students are saying, let's watch it on TV, or let's watch it on the internet, or let's watch it on our iPhone. And so you're seeing a lot of empty seats in college football, which is disturbing.
Well, what's more disturbing than this? They're trying to decide if they should sell booze and beer at college football games everywhere in Power 5 schools because, you know, A, the lack of interest, B, nobody's going, C, it's a powerful way to make a lot of money.
Well, that's the C. I mean, the C is the big deal. So there are about a third of colleges selling alcohol during games now. BC is the next one to add on to the list. Most schools will allow alcohol to be consumed in the suites with the alumni, and they do it as part of their overall package that includes the tickets as well as the alcohol, but very few, it used to be less than a third, were selling the alcohol at the stadium itself. But listen, it's got to be, you got to get money. If you're going to be paying student athletes eventually, what are you going to pay them with? Well, this is one example.
So tell me this. The NBA Live 18 is going to feature both NBA and WNBA teams on the game?
Well, they're trying to move toward diversity. And even though the WNBA has not been as popular as it has been before, the WNBA has seen a significant amount of growth and a rise in popularity in the last 5 years. So EA is trying to catch on to it. And it's been considered the NBA Live game, the premier basketball video game, as you know, since its debut in 94. So look for other games to follow its lead.
So Glenn Taylor not interested in selling the Timberwolves right now. Gee, you think with the team being as loaded as it is for the first time ever?
Well, and here's the deal. You know, the Rockets, Les Alexander wants to sell. The Brooklyn Nets, Prokhorov says he might want to sell. Steve Ballmer put down $2 billion. So it may be time for teams to get out or owners to get out. On the other hand, Glenn Taylor and the Timberwolves saying, look, I got 70% of the franchise. Jimmy Butler is coming. Towns is there. We've got a great team that looks like it's going to improve. Minnesota's embracing the team. So I may want to sell, but not right away.
What is the UFC's plan for their new TV rights deal? Is it to leave Fox and get in bed with, like, an Amazon, Twitter, Netflix, or other digital powerhouse?
Sounds like it. WMEIMG is running the negotiations, $115 million. Fox Sports pays nationally annually now. They think they can beat it, and all you have to do is look at Amazon, Twitter, Netflix, and other digital social powerhouses to understand that there is a lot of competition out there. And the Conor McGregor fight, no matter what happens with it, certainly is not going
to
hurt.
So Beckham is close to landing the MLS team in Miami?
Well, you know, Beckham got the franchise for $25 million. The franchises are now going for $150 million. So the deal with the investor there is already a good deal. The land seems to be locked up. And last week at the MLS meeting, Don Garber says, we're close. I've gotten approval to negotiate final terms. The deal hadn't been done yet, but it looks like it's moving in the right direction.
What is all this stuff? Did you, about Zep sponsors, what is that all about, Rick?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that are going on as far as the tech, stuff that's going on and the tools are changing the way, players are practicing. It's wearable technology. There's stuff that you put on your arms. It's sensors. It's around $100. It's kind of a new deal because there's a lot more tech stuff that's going to consumers now, not just the pros.
And then esports continue to grow across the pond in a big way.
Yeah, esports is growing everywhere. Personally, don't quite understand how people can be watching it day in and day out. But then again, you know, I'm not 20 years old. $300,000 in prize money for the big deal. BBC3 Online is now going to have a major series. We know Turner started it here, and it is the rage. Whether we like it or not, it's the rage.
Smartphones, smart bikes are coming. Is that what I'm reading? I've been spinning lately. Are you excited for me?
No. No, not at all. I don't even want to think about you with short hair and a new haircut spinning.
Thank you.
You know, like cyclists are doing it. The smart bikes seem to be a new trend, and I hope that there will be somebody better as an ambassador to it to get people to buy smart bikes than you.
What about FIFA using video assistant refs? Does that mean they're like computers or something?
No, it means like instant replay, and they call it VAR. It's just a funny name because it's English, and they wouldn't call it a replay. It's too simple. So they are doing it. They're doing it probably for the World Cup. It's for, you know, blatant offsides. It's for goal or no goal across the line. And Don Garber last week in Chicago announced the MLS would do it even this weekend. So it looks like soccer is coming out of the Stone Age.
All right, Rick, I'm going to the Caribbean after the show tonight. I'll talk to you the week of the Mayweather fight.
Wow. All right, so we got a week off. So
I don't know. They may still put you on the air, but I won't be here.
Well, then I may go on strike, but I'll be available. So you remember, just look, remember Wally Pipp, okay? That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Haro from Lambeau Field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.